The myth that gay people are richer than the rest of us is just that, a myth. That's the conclusion of a recent UCLA Williams Institute report that studied poverty in the lesbian and gay community based on national census and health survey data. The gay affluence fable was created a couple of decades ago by marketing execs eager to tap the $3 bill-filled wallets of gay shoppers. Social conservatives then propagated the tale as part of their fact-challenged effort to persuade lawmakers that gay people aren't discriminated against and don't need legal protections. Not so, say the UCLA researchers. They found that 24% of lesbians and bisexual women are poor under the federal standard, compared to 19% of heterosexual women. 15% of gay and bisexual men are poor, compared to 13% of heterosexual men. The data also show that lesbian and gay individuals are as likely to be poor as heterosexuals, while same-sex couple households are more likely to be poor than married heterosexual homes. The researchers identified several reasons for this disparity, including the fact that gay people are vulnerable to employment discrimination, with no legal recourse in most states. Most same-sex couples are also shut out of institutions that enhance the economic position of families, most notably marriage and the 1,100 rights and benefits it affords. And then there's the fact that lesbians and gay men are more likely than heterosexuals to lack insurance coverage when a costly health crisis hits, and less likely to receive family support when they need it. To address these issues, the study recommends passing anti-discrimination laws, granting equal marriage rights, and mending holes in our nation's social safety net for everyone. Meanwhile, the Federal Employment Non-Discrimination Act continues to languish in Congress, the Justice Department actively defends DOMA, and state budget cuts threaten to further weaken the safety net. We may not be any richer, but we're certainly smart enough to recognize the causes of the gay poverty gap. With a perspective, I'm Clyde Wadsworth.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.